Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Vitamin C Day. It's National Jeep 4x4 Day. It's National School Librarian Day. You know, if you're in Florida and you're a school librarian, you're not only in charge of showing the kids where the books are and making sure their card catalog is intact and all that kind of stuff, correctly sorted, but you're in charge of getting rid of the books that are banned. So, yeah, there you go. Celebrate that. It's also National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. Chicken Cordon Bleu. And finally, National Burrito Day. We're actually having pasta tonight because Mark Boyfie 2. I'm Boyfie 1, he's Boyfie 2. For Sydney, I'm Daddy 1, he's Daddy 2. But anyway, Boyfie 2 requested that I make pasta because he's running his big race at the end of the weekend, and he wants to start carbo loading today, so we're doing that. Although we did have I'm recording this early, so actually on Thursday we're having pasta. He requested it, he put in his order already. Tonight we are having Taco Bell. I'm recording this on Wednesday, so tonight we're having Taco Bell, but I don't, because normally I have orchestra on Wednesdays, but we do get some Wednesdays off. But my tradition is I cook 3 to 4 dinners per week right now, and that's about all I can muster. I like to cook, but I mean the drudgery of having to cook every single day, you know, is not something that I enjoy, you know, but if I have like an event or people coming over or I'm doing a special dessert or something like that, I like it. But just for like a general, you know, daily, it does get tiring pretty quick. And so I throw in, you know, we pick up food a couple of times a week or, you know, whatever. Saturdays, of course, we're going to eat at a restaurant because that's restaurant of the week. So and then Mondays, because we grocery shop, we go to Panda Express because it's right next to the Walmart. And then Wednesdays, normally I would do Chick-fil-A because I would get a grilled chicken sandwich. But today I was like, you know what? I want Taco Bell. So we're going to do that. It's hard to stay within your calorie allowance at Taco Bell because I am still counting calories. And that means I won't be able to have a snack later. Or if I do, I have grapes in the refrigerator, so I can have 10 or 20 grapes. That will be my snack after, because Taco Bell will eat up all the rest of the calories. But anyway, so I'm not having a burrito, so not celebrating National Burrito Day very well. But, you know, Taco Bell the day before, but I'm having tacos and a Mexican pizza. And then the day of, we're having, I don't know what we're going to, it's some sort of pasta. We're either going to have the same pasta that I did for Throwing Down a few weeks ago, which I loved, was so good. Or I'll just make spaghetti. Because when I do spaghetti, I have a jarred sauce. I like Classico. They have a couple of different sauces I like, but right now it's the roasted garlic. I also like their spicy tomato basil, but they didn't have that at the store the last time I bought it, so I got the roasted garlic. But I zhuzh it up a little bit. I saute some onions ahead of time, saute the meat, add the sauce, add a little more salt and pepper, add a little sugar for some sweetness. Because I like it. Now that I've been eating all this Filipino spaghetti is very sweet. And so I enjoy a little sweetness in my spaghetti sauce. And Mark doesn't really like an acidic, tart spaghetti sauce. He really wants it to be either very mellow and savory or sweet, which I'm okay with. So one of those two things is probably what we'll have, but we'll see. So yeah, we had finished talking about the weekend, and as per usual, nothing has happened this week. I'm trying to think. So we're booking things for the cruise. I tell you what, they get you. So you book these Royal Caribbean cruises, and I will say this, they are, you think, oh, it's so affordable, relatively speaking. Because when you look at some cruises, like these luxury cruise lines that like Auntie Scott would go on or, you know, something like that, you know, they're going to be $10,000 or something per person, or I don't know if it's per person, maybe it's per room, but like $10,000 for a 7-night cruise or whatever. And they're like, oh my God, that is so expensive. Like I would never pay $10,000 for, you know, whatever. And then you look at Royal Caribbean and even like Carnival and some of those, you can get a cruise for $500. You know, now the cruise that we're doing Norway and we're doing Greece. And so those are not, we're not going to down to Galveston and jumping on a Carnival cruise, you know, out of Texas and like, you know, going to Jamaica or something. Those are the ones that you can get for $200 or $300 or, you know, for 3 nights or $500 for whatever per person. But, you know, and nothing is included in them. I mean, you get a room. And I think you get the buffet, and that's about it. But with Royal Caribbean, you know, it is, we paid, I don't know, $1,300 or $1,400 per person for a 7-night, which I don't think is bad, because, I mean, that's accommodation. Basically, a hotel would cost, you know, a nice hotel would cost that. And that includes the buffet and the main dining room. But we like to do chef's table. We like to do a few of the specialty restaurants. And where they really get you is these drink packages. Because the drink packages are exorbitant, you know. But then they're just, you know, close enough to what you would pay that you think, oh, maybe I should do it. But I guarantee you, like, the alcohol package especially, they were wanting $77 per day, per person, for the package that includes alcohol. And that doesn't even include all alcohol, because it's only up to drinks up to $14 on the menu. So if you do, like, really high-end alcohol, you still had to pay for that, or at least part of that. So it's a 7-night cruise, $77. So $539 for the drink package per person to get alcohol included. And, you know, we don't drink that much, but we do like to have a glass of wine, or, you know, if I'm watching a show, I will want to order a cocktail or something like that. But I don't normally drink, just drink after drink after drink. Now, if I'm on a cruise with like Daniel, he and I will drink and we'll get drunk, you know, or whatever. So that, I mean, that's one thing. But Mark doesn't like to drink. I don't want to get drunk and just be like drunk by myself with Mark, because he doesn't like to get drunk. So we're just drinking socially, you know, one or two. Anyway, but I do like to get smoothies, and I like to get an ice cream shake from Johnny Rockets on the ship. And, you know, there are other things. So it's like, and also the thing I like about a cruise normally is I don't have to think about paying for anything because it's already paid for. So I'm never, you know, paying, like, normally when we go on cruises, I'm paying nothing because I've already paid it far in advance, and I'm just on the ship, and whatever there is basically free, air quotes. But anyway, we bought our packages. We bought our packages for the Norway trip. We still have to do it for Greece, but We did not get the alcohol package. We decided to go with the, there's a soft drink package that's only $10 a day. Would you get this cup? And they have all these freestyle machines all over the ship, which normally is works for me. But again, I like to drink other things as well. They have a middle package that includes mocktails, ice cream stuff, coffees, like specialty coffees, things of that. So we decided to get that one, which was like $35 a day per person. So that ended up being $245 per person for the 7 nights. It's still quite a bit, but anyway, so that we did that. So we booked that. We booked the chef's table. We booked a 3-night specialty dining package so we can pick 3 of the restaurants. Now, at this point, we've already eaten at all of the restaurants in Royal Caribbean, but we still like to do it anyway. So there, we're going to do that. They have a Jamie's Italian, Chop's Steakhouse, Izumi, which is like a Japanese steakhouse. They have Wonder, I think it's called Wonder. Wonderland, maybe? It's a Alice in Wonderland themed restaurant that we enjoy as well. And yeah, so we've done that. We have not booked our excursions, but that's our next thing. We got to book, and we're probably not going to do those through the cruise line. We've been watching some videos, and they said it's much cheaper to get it outside of the cruise line for Norway specifically. And so we're going to, Viator is my website of choice for booking tours and things of that nature. So we've got to start looking at that and seeing what we're going to do. That, and then we've got to move on to planning for Greece. So it's going to be even more planning, but by the time the date arrives, everything will be planned and we will just be enjoying our days and our nights. So yeah, we nothing has happened in the week, like I said. We did a little bit of booking of like packages and stuff like that for the cruise. I'm getting prepared to go down to Florida in about a week and see Daniel and Zach. I'm excited about that. Recorded Throwing Down. Taylor joined us on the episode of Throwing Down for about the last 20 minutes or so. That was fun. And that's about it. I cooked a really good burger last night for dinner. A turkey burger, but it was really good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.